Hi, I'm Paul, part of the Developer Experience team on Google Play. Thanks for joining me for this latest episode of Policy Bytes. Today, we'll cover some policy updates and clarifications designed to keep Google Play a safe and trusted platform for everyone. We'll also highlight a few upcoming deadlines to make sure you have plenty of time to implement any necessary changes. As always, you can scan the QR code or follow the links on screen for more information about any of the topics in this video. Let's start with the updates. We have two major categories to cover this month: a series of updates to our age-related policies for random and anonymous chat apps, and a Play Console requirements update regarding app package name registration. To help ensure children's safety, we now require all random and anonymous chat apps to implement an effective age-gating mechanism that blocks minors from using the app entirely by selecting the appropriate age group in the target audience and content section of your Play Console account. This includes apps whose core functionality is to randomly connect users for spontaneous communication with people they don't know, or for users to communicate anonymously where the identity of one or more users is deliberately hidden. We've also updated the family's policy requirements and child safety standards to reflect these changes. To learn more about the effective policies for random and anonymous chat apps, you can visit these resources. We've also updated our Play Console requirements to support Android developer verification, an extra layer of security designed to help keep the ecosystem safe and better protect users from scams, financial fraud, and harmful apps. To make this transition as easy as possible, we've used the verification work you've already done to automatically register as many Play apps as we can on your behalf. In fact, we've already automatically registered over 99% of all eligible Google Play apps. This Play policy update only impacts the small percentage of remaining apps that weren't automatically registered. If any of your Play apps are still unregistered, please complete your package name registration in Play Console. You can check your Play Console homepage to confirm your app status and manually register any remaining apps to keep your distribution running smoothly. Now let's take a look at a few clarifications concerning our existing policies on user data, content rating, and financial services, as well as the articles about permissions. We're clarifying that our user data requirements also apply to third-party AI integrations, and that developers remain responsible for ensuring compliance with this policy, including limited use, disclosure, and consent. Next, we've removed the term unrated app from our policies to make it clear that only rated apps are permitted on Google Play. We've also outlined the requirements for loans, earned wage access, general requirements, and country-specific requirements in our financial services article to help you clearly distinguish between payday loans and earned wage access. In our Help Center article on use of SMS and call log permission groups, we've removed the exception for account verification via phone call. As an alternative, you can use the Digital Credentials API or SMS Retriever API to complete account verification. And that's all for our policy updates. Before we go, let's take a quick look at a few upcoming deadlines. I strongly recommend you to take a moment to review the full list of policy updates and make the necessary changes if it affects you. Next, a quick reminder about our annual target API level updates. To keep your apps compliant, please make sure they meet the latest requirements by August 31st, 2026. This mandatory update is vital for ensuring a safe, high-quality experience for both Android and Google Play users, so please be sure to update your apps ahead of the deadline. To learn more about our policies or Google Play in general, visit Google Play Academy for free courses on everything from understanding our deceptive behaviors policy to running effective price experiments for in-app products. And of course, you can also join our policy webinars for an opportunity to ask your questions in our Q&A sessions. Make sure you've opted into Google Play updates in Play Console to be invited to our next session, or head directly to google.com/policywebinars for a list of upcoming events. And finally, if you need troubleshooting help, stop by the Google Play community to connect with other developers and certified product experts. Our online forum is actively monitored by the Google Play team, so it's a great place to find guidance or ask for help. Keep an eye out for a series of featured posts with important announcements and helpful tips. on how to resolve top issues and enforcements in the coming weeks. You can find a link to the community at the top left corner of our Help Center page. And that's all for now. Thanks for watching and for helping us make Google Play a safe, trustworthy platform. See you next time.